Hello, everybody. And the music hasn't started yet. I started talking before that. Maybe I had the intuition that the music wasn't going to play, and that's what happened. Gosh, guys, isn't it funny? Sometimes we think we're making mistakes and we really aren't. And that's been happening to me a lot lately, where I was supposed to be at the airport a couple of days ago, and the person who I was with kept asking me what time I was supposed to be there, and I kept saying 9:30, 9:30, 9:30. Like five or six different times. And then I looked at my schedule and was like, oh, I really need to be there at 8:30. But then when I got to the airport, the plane was delayed. And I could have gotten there at 9:30 and it would have been absolutely perfect. But it was my intuition telling me that it was okay for me to be there at that time. I know that for sure because as I feel into it, it was the information that was happening. And just like this call that started today, I started about the music playing, but somehow I knew the music wasn't going to play, even though I didn't know. I know it's weird. It's funny. Welcome to this new world. And there's so much synchronicity and serendipity showing up for all of us in lots of different ways. It's absolutely mind-baffling and amazing at the same time. And today's guest, Julie Umpley, is going to lead us and talk to us about some of these baffling things that are going on. Some of the amazing energies that we're stepping into, or actually marinating in, if you will, because we have been, because of the shifts that have been going on. And we're also going to bring some light to some pseudoscience, which I am so grateful for this call because I hear a lot of very well-intended information being bent to evoke something in people, and it's not intentionally, but when we're armed with the most accurate information, then it's easier for us to step into the truth of what's going on instead of being riddled by the confusion of the scattered energies that are throwing us off because something inside of us knows and feels that it's off kilter just a little bit. So it's going to be a phenomenal call today. Julie Umpley is going to take live calls also. So if you guys want to ask your personal question, press star 2 on the phone if you've called in on the phone line, or you can type your question onto the webcast page. I'm excited about today's call. I'm talking way too fast. You can type your question onto the webcast page, and we'll take questions from there also. So Julie today is going to be talking about insights into ancient cosmology and known evolutionary cycles alongside the current events that are taking place right now. We're going to get into understanding the Schumann resonance charts. And how many of you guys have heard the conversations about Schumann resonance and how the energies are so high? There's going to be light brought to that. Julie's going to provide clarity into what's happening with this frequency and what it means. She's also going to talk about the ninth wave, which is so cool. I can't wait to get into more conversations because I have a very general understanding of this. And what's happening during these waves is absolutely mind-bending that it was felt such a long time ago. And again, Julie bringing in more clarity around this will be great. And Julie's also going to take us through a short process to align with the frequency of this ninth wave, which is a frequency of enlightened unity consciousness. And so with that, I want to get started. And to get started, let me tell you a little bit more about Julie. Julie is a teacher, new energy worker, and healer therapist who's known to be a catalyst for spiritual growth and healing among the thousands of people she's worked with internationally. She had a corporate management career for over 20 years in petrochemical, and together with a host of scientific and technical qualifications and a leadership training facilitation and studies in psychology. Now, Julie's own work with the Diamond Light Grid was gifted from divine source and now forms the basis of everything that she does. Working with the octahedral geometry, I cannot talk today, Julie, diamond light energy and diamond light codes is something that many around the world have been intuitively guided to work with over recent years. This aspect of advanced consciousness is restructuring our energy bodies to support our growth and evolution at all levels and restoring a natural harmony with cosmic information flows. Its time is now, and its benefits are numerous. Working with and from within the diamond field brings balance, support, stability, the ability to hold, process, and transmit more light, literally, immense depth of insights, and a greater connection with one's soul and life purpose. And with that, Julie, and all my tongue-tied speech, welcome to today's call.
Thank you, John. It's so lovely to actually connect with you and the listeners again. And I was listening to that and thinking, it's 2 o'clock in the morning for me. I should be the one stumbling over my words. You never know. I've still got to get going.
Oh, that's so funny. I think I'm taking it on for you for the team so that you can just be as clear as possible. So we're just transmitting the energy that way. So, Julie, let's start with what's been going on over the last few months and this this realignment, reconfiguration that we've all been going through.
Oh, my word. It has actually been intense. And whichever language you want to use to be able to describe it, I think, or define it, it comes down to the same thing. Because for me, I would actually say, for instance, now you read about all of that science stuff, so I do love my science-y stuff, and I won't go into too much detail with that. But for me, I look at it, and it's an understanding that the total atmosphere that we are evolving within, that we live within. I love that you said that we're marinating within. I thought that's a beautiful expression. Because the energetics, the energetics are changing on an ongoing basis. And our atmosphere is becoming very, very highly charged. So it means that there is a lot of energy that is pouring in from cosmic sources. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that our sun is very quiet. We have the odd coronal mass ejections now, but basically our sun's going into its low minimum cycle. So it's not as busy as it was, and it basically leaves our planet wide open with this weakening magnetic field for all of these cosmic energies to come literally pouring in. So we have increases in gamma rays and X-rays within the atmosphere. So the conditions within which we are existing are changing. Now, this highly charged atmosphere is part and parcel of what actually is fueling our evolution, our changes. It's impacting on the information within the morphogenetic fields, because those particular energies that are pouring in are actually very, very high frequency. You know, sort of cosmic gamma rays and cosmic X-rays are very high frequency energies. So those have been stepping up. But what it means is that our bodies have almost been going into almost an adaptive stress conditions. So one day you might actually feel absolutely on top of the world and charged up and fired up with this energy, and the day later, you know, you sort of absolutely flattened, you know, and think, my God, what on earth has just happened to me? Have I lost the plot completely?
I laugh and because really yes, and yes.
Yeah. Carry on, John.
Wow. No, I'm just laughing because I keep saying yes, yes, and yes as you're speaking, because all this I've been experiencing.
Yeah, and it's been really, really intense in the last couple of months. And you compare that, or you add to that as well, sort of the compounding electromagnetic influences in respect of the celestial planetary arrangements, which have also been incredibly intense. So you add that to the pot. And we've been affected in many different ways. So what a lot of people are probably finding as well is that the nature of their relationships has been challenged in so many different ways over the last couple of months. And it's required us to be able to adapt, to view those relationships, and to be able to approach them and respond to them in much more enlightened and different ways. These really are, they're challenging times, and they're also amazing times.
Julie, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I have a question about relationships, because a lot of times we take on the emotional responsibilities because we're going through these shifts and we know things are changing, that yes, we have to deal with these relationships with a different approach, but that doesn't always mean heading them on head first. Sometimes there's an approach of backing off so that we can gather everything that's coming in. before we step in with that authenticity and love that you talk about.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that, John, because that is the exact set of circumstances that I actually found myself in as well over the last 2 months. And I my favorite expression is to say, just don't react. And I think that's why I chose the word respond. Because instead of reacting and meeting it head on, we need to step back and take the time, as you say, to be able to assimilate all of those emotions, to ask what is actually going on, and to be able to respond from a more balanced perspective. And that word balance is just so important for everything that we're going through, is to be able to hold our core and hold our position and to approach all of the challenges that we are faced with from a very, very balanced perspective. And just to give you an example, I mean, the particular relationship challenge as well that I was faced with over the last few months, it really triggered me. It pushed my, you know, it sort of pushed all those buttons. Kind of thing. And I'm sure there's many people on the call who would have experienced something very similar. And each time something else happened and my button was pushed, I went, okay, just stop. Just stop here and pull back. And two or three times of actually doing that, and I went, okay, higher self, just help me to see. Help me to see what is causing this reaction, both within me and with the individual concerned. And you know, the most beautiful thing was that I was actually able to, in an instant, see the fear that was actually driving that individual's behavior, and then the fear within me that was also being triggered as a consequence of that. And once I could see that dynamic, I was able to respond in a very different way. And sometimes that does mean actually pulling back. And not engaging. It's like not engaging with that drama anymore. And that's very challenging.
Absolutely. I've been experiencing the same things. And I have talked to a lot of people who are going through a realigning of different relationships, whether deeply intimate relationships, close friends, where it's for me, Julie, it's been like, it's like Kali came in this year, the deity that destroys everything, right? And she came in to destroy everything that doesn't serve us. And that's what this year seems to be about for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if it's intended that we distance ourselves from those particular individuals, we do so with a very different energy. It's not removing ourselves from that relationship and going into any form of denial. It's removing ourselves with absolute love and honoring and understanding for what we have just been able to learn as a consequence of that relationship, understanding that that person was in fear. Because I also knew in those circumstances that nothing I was going to say was going to make any difference whatsoever to the individual concerned. So I actually couldn't change it for her. The only thing that I could do was to actually respond to the immediate set of circumstances that were there with a very loving and compassionate way and then remove myself from it. So yeah, we're going to be faced with a lot more of this as well for the next 12 months. So it's not over yet, folks.
That's so funny. It's like you're... There's a lot. It's like you're living my parallel reality in South Africa for me. Thank you very much.
You're experiencing it here. Yeah.
No, but this brings so much clarity. But what you're talking about brings so much relief to a lot of us who've been experiencing the same thing and really haven't been engaged in conversations with others at this level that understand not only that these relationships are disengaging because of the energetics and how we're vibrating at different oscillations, but also the manner in which we choose to separate, which doesn't come from building walls. It's actually from a foundation of love across the board, not only for yourself, but for everybody else involved.
Absolutely. And that is part and parcel of sort of the whole ninth wave energy that I'd like to talk about. I don't know whether now is the best time, whether we should chat about the Schumann resonances first, but that's part and parcel of what is being fueled at the moment in respect of the ninth wave and the unity consciousness field that is achieving a stronger and stronger resonance upon this planet. And it's our responsibility, all of us here on this call, to strengthen that resonance, to actually stand in that space and to be able to apply that in all circumstances in our lives. And it's not an overnight thing. You know, it's not going to be, oh, poof, you know, wave a magic wand and there we are. Everything's actually going to be wonderful. We've still got quite a bit of aligning, and I don't like the word work, but there's a lot that we need to face and transformation. There's a lot of transformation that still needs to take place in respect of our own lives and how that will then feed into the general collective fields for humanity. So let's do it with joy and as much fun as we possibly can.
Yeah, I agree. And for me, I like to think of it as an alchemical process. So there's like this alchemy that we're going through. So it's not work. It's just part of the natural things that happens as the seasons and the energy changes, that because we're energy also, there's an alchemical process involved in our having relationship with the new energy that's flowing in. So I love that. The ninth wave, can you describe the ninth wave, where it comes from, maybe a little bit of description what the first through the eighth wave were, without going too long, so that we can have a better understanding of what you're referring to?
Okay. So, okay, let me try and sort of keep this as concise as possible, because there's so much information. And I get quite excited because I also go into the research and I look at all of the correspondences and over the thousands and thousands of years, and I'm going, yes, this just actually makes so much sense. And the ninth wave frequency information is based on the ancient Mayan cosmology. The beautiful thing is about it, we all know that the Mayans were absolute experts in respect of their calendars, and the calendars that they actually set in motion actually go back thousands and thousands of years. That they had the ability to track changes within the cosmos, including sequences of evolutionary waves. So this was like part and parcel of their overall cosmology. The beauty of it is that there is also a lot of alignment in respect of the Mayan understanding of this cosmological evolutionary process with other cultures around the planet who perhaps use different language, where they spoke about nine worlds. For instance, I think the Scandinavians with the Yggdrasil world tree, they speak about the nine worlds. There are sort of nine main Zephyro in the tree of life, and the tenth one is the consolidating that pulls everything together. The Chinese actually have nine dragon forms, and the highest one is associated with the divine, with the emperor. So you get this concept of the number nine that is carried through most of the mythology. So that actually says to us as well that the ancients had a profound understanding of the way that evolution takes place in stages, if you like, various stages that could actually be identified. But it was the Maya that actually put the calendar to it and enabled us to actually track back. So essentially, the concept of this cosmological principle is that there are nine waves of evolution that have each wave that emanates from universal source. Sorry, let me say this. That emanates from universal source, from what is known as the cosmic tree. So it's the cosmic tree of life. And it's very, very interestingly, astrophysicists have also been able to map and model this cosmic tree from a physics perspective, which is really quite fascinating, because that then aligns with what we think of as just a mythology, which it actually isn't. So there are nine key evolutionary waves that have fueled human advancement and development upon the planet. Each one of those waves can be tracked in respect of its influence on the planet over various timescales in humanity's history. So For instance, the key evolutionary wave linked with human development and our evolution really started with the fifth wave, and that was about 100,000 years ago. And the so-called fifth wave was an evolutionary enlightenment wave, but it was bringing individuals up from a very fundamental way of being on the planet into a symbolic realm. It was the first time that there was recognition of a relationship with the divine and with a soul, and people then began to engage in rituals which honored the cycle of life and death, and sort of many things that actually correlated. And those sorts of things have actually been identified through archaeological remains and through various, through various investigations in respect of our particular evolution. Now, what's fascinating is that the world in general is kind of enamored with this concept of Darwinian evolution, but evolution actually hasn't happened that way. Evolution has always happened in step changes, which is why there's never a missing link. Well, they can't find the missing link between the various stages, because it's kind of like these, you know, you'll have a whole range of species operating at a certain level at one cosmic moment in time, and suddenly that disappears and something new has actually taken its place. Then in scientific terms, they call it punctuated equilibrium, and this really aligns beautifully both with the timing and the type of information that is carried by these evolutionary waves emanating from universal source or divine source. You might want to call it divine source. So each wave, each successive evolutionary wave carries with it various holograms, the content of which is information, and is up to then humanity what they do and how they realize the potential of that information in respect of how life then develops upon this planet. So the fifth wave, as I've just mentioned, sort of started about 100,000 years ago, and there are various step changes within that wave which have become very evident. And one of those, in fact, sort of from an evolutionary perspective, was about 40,000 years ago, when Neanderthals just disappeared and nobody could actually sort of get to grips with why. And there were also massive changes at that time. There were also species that actually disappeared. There were climatic changes. There were a lot of changes on the planet. So that was the fifth wave. And then we've progressed through the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth wave, each one of which has facilitated different aspects of learning and evolution. So the next wave, say the sixth wave, was fully focused on developing the left brain. So that was responsible for the development of cultures and civilizations. So that was focused on the left brain consciousness. And then we moved into the seventh wave. So that one, the sixth wave, started round about, it started on the planet about 3000 BC, and there we see the rise of some really important civilizations. So that saw the birth of structure and civilization, along with many other things. Then we had the seventh wave, and the seventh wave started off around about 1790. It started impacting our planet. The holographic information that brought with has been termed in darkened unity consciousness. And that really saw the beginning of the Industrial Revolution and materialism, and sort of a lot of the aspects that we actually still see playing out today, because that's also important to recognize. So that was sort of late 1700s, and then we had the eighth wave, which then switched polarities again and initiated an opening and a relearning and an evolution through the right brain. And that, I think that was early 1999, thereabouts, when that started. And that was really interesting for me too, because I don't know if people listening, how many would resonate with this, but over the years, I've come across so many people who went through massive spiritual awakening, which is the right brain, and that's the reopening to spirituality and, you know, sort of the higher realms and being able to connect in a very different way. In between 98 and 99, there was quite a massive awakening on the planet. In fact, that was the year sort of from 1997 where things actually started happening for me. And I've come across so many people where that awakening started happening at that time. So all of these waves, primarily the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth waves and their holograms of information, are still being played out on this planet. And it means that for many individuals who are old souls, who have reincarnated over and over and over and over again, we have memories and images and patterns associated with those holograms, which are still embedded within our matrices, whether it's, you know, so our energetic soul grid matrix, as well as our physical bodies and the genetic memory. And we still see souls that are unawakened resonating very strongly with those particular waves. It's the eighth and the ninth waves which are the most important. The ninth wave, which actually was initiated or began to influence life on the planet, arrived in March of 2011. So it's very recent, and that actually saw us through that 2012 window. So it's been here for a couple of years now, but it's gaining in strength. And the ninth wave is the completion of the evolutionary process, which will continue on and on and on. And the ninth wave is enlightened unity consciousness from a multidimensional perspective. So where the fifth wave, the very first one, was an enlightened unity consciousness, it was much more so from a tribal perspective, small community understanding of the divine and the interconnectedness. This particular ninth wave is the multidimensional evolutionary influence and evolutionary process. And this was particularly interesting for me because when I started learning and understanding about the ninth wave, I went back, I was immediately reminded, you know how you go through some experiences and then you kind of forget about them? And I was reminded of an experience that happened in 2011, and it was a few months after the ninth wave initiated. And I was with a friend, I was having lunch at her home, and we were sitting in the kitchen and we were chatting, and at the same time, we were both aware of a massive energy shift in the house. In fact, it was so overwhelming, the frequency was so high that we could hardly stand up and make it through to the lounge. You know, we were almost knocked out by it. We made it through to the lounge, managed to light a candle, sat down, closed our eyes and says, okay, right, what is this energy about? What is it that we need to know? We both had slightly differing experiences, but we both saw the same thing. And in the corner of the room were two amazingly tall blue beings. And what was significant for me was what I saw was one of the beings holding out in his hands. He had the earth held in his hands, and the earth was wrapped in a red ribbon with a bow, like being handed a gift. And the only thing that was said or communicated was, it won't be long now before you will understand what this has all been about. And this beautiful. Was part and parcel of the ninth wave, and I just thought, now that is just such a beautiful confirmation, because I knew nothing about the ninth wave then. I've only recently come across it and done a bit of researching and correlating and understanding these punctuated evolutionary cycles. So we are in a major step change, massive step change, as we are challenged to harness those vibrationary frequencies, which is why people are talking about so much about being led by the heart, about love. It's not just about unity consciousness from the perspective of unifying the human race, or unifying within the collective. It's about unifying within ourselves. Multidimensionally, it's about unifying the hemispheres of the brain so that we don't operate purely from one side of the brain. It's like being guided by the right side of the brain, and as you were talking earlier, John, by our intuition, and allowing that guidance, you feel it with your heart. And then where something is actually, your intuition is telling you something is off, the left brain actually comes into play and does the questioning and the logical stuff. And both have an equally important function and role to play within this new energy. So that's the ninth wave. And we are in it. On the 24th of May, we entered the 64th day, and what was really significant, because there were quite a few people talking about it, was that the 64th day of the ninth wave, which is a much higher frequency than all of the others, it fell on what is known as a gap day, Galactic Activation Portal Day. In the Tolkien, that is a day when we are more closely aligned with the cosmic energies. And it marked the beginning of a whole new cycle of the sacred Tolkien. So there was a harmonization with the shorter cycle of the Tolkien Mayan calendar as well on that day. And the recommendations are that we follow the cycles from here on, because each wave, I'm not going to go into detail with the other waves because it would just take too much time, I think. But
yeah,
with
right.
the
That's
ninth
another show.
Wave, yeah, I think that's another show. Yeah, absolutely. The ninth wave has a cycle of 18 days in its positive upward wave motion. They call that the day. So it has a 18 physical 24-hour days form part of what is known as the day part of the wave, if that makes sense. So, you know, take a typical sine wave and it flows up and it comes down, you know, that roller coaster motion. So the upward portion of the wave is known as the day. And in that upward part of the wave is a beautiful opportunity. We are gifted with the opportunity to progress any projects, any alignments, anything that we want to do that will support our moving forward and bringing this wave into manifestation in the world. And during the downward part of the cycle, which is another 18 days, so the full cycle is 36 days, so the downward part of the cycle of each one of the cycles is an opportunity to rest, to rejuvenate, to progress with our internal healing and our integration. So it's really interesting, I think, to begin to follow the cycles of the ninth wave. And bearing in mind that each one of these has a different frequency and a different wavelength, what I will say is that the sixth and the seventh waves, the seventh wave, which is all about the materialism, and the sixth wave, which is all about the left brain, very often that masculine-dominated energy, which has ruled our world for so many eons, they are in the night phase. And some of the aspects of that night phase, especially in those waves, can actually be destruction. So that's where we see playing out in the world a lot of the destruction of the old systems. So what's important for us to hold the vision for is the uplifting aspects that we can continue working with the gift that we have with this ninth wave in order to filter that information down so that those systems, when it is the right time for them to actually be rebuilt, will be rebuilt from a very, very different frequency perspective. So does that make sense, Julie?
That makes a lot of sense. And that actually, well, and before I get into the next can that I want to open up with you, there's going to be a short process that everyone listening, that Julie's going to lead us through to help us to become in harmony more with this ninth wave that's opened up for us. So I think we're going to do that towards the end of the call, because I want to leave you guys buzzing in it, because I know it's going to be fantastic. So hang out for that. We're going to take Q&A in just a little bit, but talking about being in harmony and being in harmony with information and where the ninth wave is leading us to congruence in that, let's talk about some of the, let's clarify some of the disinformation that's being put out there regarding the Schumann resonance. Because leading to maintaining the old structures. And it bothers me so much because it's perpetuating the old structures. And I didn't know, I typically am very open-minded, and it's so easy for me to rest that everybody's going through their own experience. But when there's such general disinformation where I can feel that it's affecting the collective in a much bigger way than I can understand, then my whole body reacts. And that's what's been going on lately for me.
It's actually very interesting, John, because there probably is a tie-in also with some of the stuff that we've been going through energetically, but I think it's really important to give some clarity to the information about the Schumann resonances. So for those on the call who are listening in who may not be familiar with what the Schumann resonances are, I'm really going to try and keep this brief. I have to say, John, that there is a 50-minute video in which I explain all of this in detail that I actually have created. So quite possibly after the call, then I can send the link through to it if anybody wants to actually follow that through and establish, sort of find out more than they can. But the
Right.
general consensus that is out there at the moment is that, and has been, the stories that the Schumann resonance frequency is increasing. And when I first came across these reports a number of months ago, it's probably sort of 4 or 5 months ago when it really started gaining momentum, there was something like you, John, there was something within my body that just said, there was a niggle that said, yeah, no, something's not quite right here. And I went to the websites and I looked at the charts and I kind of said, look, I know what I'm seeing and I'm seeing what they are seeing, but I know that I'm not seeing the whole story and I need to understand what I'm seeing. So for me, it's always important to understand. And this is a prime example of using, sort of both hemispheres of the brain where I was guided by that niggle, that little intuitive head that says, And then I went and started doing some investigation and started understanding what was actually happening. So this is the general consensus, is that the Schumann resonant frequencies are increasing and they're moving from the baseline of 7.83 hertz into the higher frequency ranges. And that is just, it's quite simply not the case. That's not happening. What I did was I started. Do you want me to go into what the Schumann resonances are?
Let's go. If we can do the short version of it, that would be fantastic.
Okay, I'll try and keep it short. They were discovered, the Schumann resonances were actually discovered back in the 1950s, and I say discovered, they were mathematically predicted through calculations by a German scientist by the name of Otto Schumann. I think he was either German or Austrian, so forgive me if that's actually incorrect, but Otto Schumann. And they were subsequently measured and actually found to be exactly where Otto Schumann had predicted they would be. And what they are a set of frequency waveguides that exist within the ionospheric cavity, and that is between the surface of the Earth and the ionosphere. Okay, so that's our atmosphere, and it's sort of filled with plasma and it's filled with energetic charge and all of that. So these waveguides exist within that cavity. So what, and there is a specific, okay, so, and there is a specific set of frequency ranges that define the Schumann resonance frequencies. So it's not just one. There are eight key frequencies. So we start off at the frequency of 7.83 hertz. That's the fundamental one. Then 14 hertz, 21 hertz, 26 hertz, 33, 39, 45, and 52. They are and always have been pre-existing within that frequency range. Now, what happens is, saying that it's a waveguide, basically what triggers those frequencies into action or resonance is lightning on the planet. And lightning, or the amount of lightning that actually occurs on the planet, is a function of the amount of charge that's actually in the atmosphere, because it's a discharging of that, it's the earthing of it. Sort of balancing the polarities between the surface of the ionosphere and the Earth. So the one's positively charged, the one is negatively charged. And there is this discharge of electrical energy, basically. And it's lightning that actually creates the signals of the Schumann resonance. So resonances. And when the lightning strikes, all of the resonances are actually activated. So from 7.83 all the way up to 52. All eight of the bands, and those can be quite clearly seen on the charts on the HeartMath Institute. So that's what they are. They're a set of spectrum frequencies. The reason why that they were able to be mathematically calculated is because that spectrum of frequencies exists by virtue of the size of the planet, the size of the ionospheric cavity, and the speed of light. So only if any one of those fundamentals changes would the Schumann resonances change. They are still being monitored, and they are still existing in exactly the same frequency range that they always have. So when lightning strikes, all eight of the frequencies are actually activated to one degree or another. So it's not that it's only one of them that is actually activated.
Hello, everyone. I think we may have lost Julie. Hold on a second, and we'll get her back here in a second. So what happens with the Schumann resonance, and again, a lot of you are familiar, or maybe even tremendously more versed in it than I am. So there's reports that the Schumann resonance keeps going up and past 30 and past 50, where it normally sits at about 7 point something. It's either 7.38, 7.8, somewhere around there. And the claims is that we're receiving all this energy and all these downloads, and our bodies are being activated in a way to maintain more light. And while that may be true, it's not necessarily accurate that the Schumann resonance is hovering at 11 or 18 or 33 or 50 something. And that's the misinformation that's going on.
Hi, John. Sorry, I'm back.
Hi. Excellent. So I was describing to the audience where the Schumann frequency typically hovers, which is at 7 point something, I believe, and how some of the claims are that it's been spiking up to 11 and into the 20s and into the 30s and above, and that's not necessarily accurate.
No, and some of the claims are actually that it's spiking at 120 hertz or 70 hertz.
Yeah, I know.
Or those frequencies don't even fall within the Schumann range. You know, it's not the case at all. And in fact, when there is a spike, as is identified and seen on the charts, those spikes are as a consequence of increased charge in the atmosphere, not increased frequency. So what the increased charge does, it means that there's more lightning, or there are things taking place in the atmosphere because there, I could really go into a lot of detail. I can talk for a whole hour just on this. But there are things that are actually happening electromagnetically and electrically within the cavity, which cause and create more lightning, more intense lightning strikes, and they ring Schumann's bell. That's a description that one of the people or experts has actually used, more loudly. So what people are seeing on the charts and they're misinterpreting is an increase in the volume, an increase in the amplitude, an increase in the strength or the power within those frequency bands. Not an increase in frequency, because when those spikes occur equally across all of the frequencies within the range. And also, what is misunderstood is the fact that a lot of people are looking at only one chart. So they're looking at the Russian website generally. Whereas if you go to the HeartMath Institute and you actually have a look at their charts, they've got monitoring stations at six different places around the globe. And you'll see that where there are spikes in certain areas, you'll see perhaps spikes on some of the charts, two or three of the charts in different locations. And yet the others look very quiet. So it's not as intense, or it's not spiking across the whole planet all at the same time.
So, Julie, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What effect do these spikes have on us, if any?
Depends on how close you are to the area where the intensification is actually taking place, because generally there are places on the planet where lightning is actually more common. They have these what are called chimneys around the planet. Africa is one of the chimneys where there's a lot of lightning that takes place in Africa as a consequence of the topography, the way that it actually lies, its local climate. So Southeast Asia, Africa, and South America are the three most prominent chimneys. So you'll always find that that's more intense. Now, what is really interesting for me is that the signals, the Schumann signals, tend to be louder in those areas. And as a consequence, people actually tend to have a closer relationship with the Earth, with Mother Earth in those particular areas. Now, the 7.3 hertz always has been the strongest of the Schumann signals. So it is, they call it the fundamental frequency, and it is the strongest of the signals. And there is a correlation between the 7.83 hertz of the Schumann resonances and our own brain waves. So when we are out in nature, for instance, and we are away from all of the man-made signals that interfere with our ability to connect with the Schumann resonances, because when you live in cities, you've got a lot of electromagnetic interference, it's very limited likelihood that you will be able to connect and resonate with these Schumann resonances. You tend to get a much closer affiliation and a tuning in when you are out in nature. So the Schumann resonance, especially at the 7.83 hertz, actually supports our ability to connect psychically, to communicate telepathically, be able to commune and to connect with the fundamental energy of the Earth, because the Earth emits, and that's another thing, the Earth emits a separate signal, a separate heartbeat. A lot of people are referring to the Schumann resonance as Mother Earth's heartbeat. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's actually her voice. There's a separate signal that is emitted from the Earth herself. It falls within a similar range. It still falls within this alpha brainwave 7.83 hertz pattern or range, but that's why when we're out in nature we tend to actually feel a lot more relaxed, because the alpha brain waves are responsible for us being able to experience relaxed awakeness, relaxed awareness. And that's why when you're out in nature you can have those wonderful aha moments. You know, it's like you can go out there and go for a beautiful walk among the trees and you're pondering a problem. You come back and you've got ideas that you didn't have before, because the 7.83 hertz signal is clearer. Your brain is actually retuned to it, enabling you to connect more easily with.
See, I love this. I love this, Julie. I love this whole conversation, not only about what's going on with Schumann, also what's going on with the ninth wave, and also the energies that we've been feeling over the last few months. Because what this does, and guys, it's just, it puts us back into community. It puts us back into feeling, hold on a second, I know I'm not doing this alone, because other people are experiencing the same thing. And it brings to light that we're not going crazy. It brings to light that hold on a second, there's really something going on here. And while we do not need to understand the scientific perspective of it, it sure is nice to have some clarification and some accurate information, so that, again, we're not functioning from a place of confusion. Because the truth is, if it's raining outside, we do not need to understand the whole process of how the rain is coming down. We just know that we're going to step outside and we're going to get wet.
Yeah.
And if we know how to function in our environment and we're properly equipped because we have the right gear, the rain jacket for it, then it's going to help us on our journey. And that's why I wanted to have this conversation with Julie and why I think this is so important.
Yeah. And the thing is, that I think what's also interesting, John, is that when the amplitude, when the volume of the Schumann resonance signals actually increases, not the frequency, but the charge and the power that's within them, our bodies can also go into this adaptive stress that I mentioned earlier. So for some people, for some individuals, it's a very, very creative time. So yes, people will be perhaps, especially the energy sensitives, will be experiencing something that's going on, you know. So they'll be tapping into it and feeling this intensity of the energy, but it's not a frequency increase. But what it does help us to do ultimately is to attune ourselves to the greater spectrum of frequencies that we can access with our consciousness. So in a sense, it does actually support and facilitate us accessing the ninth wave, but we may be experiencing physical symptoms as our body adjusts because of the intensity of that energy and the intensity of the signals. Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And so, again, what it does for me is it brings in compassion through understanding and truth of information.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And I'd like to just say, you know, that my tendency is I also love the science. You know, I love the little, not the little, the massive intuitiveness, but I love working with both aspects. You know, I kind of go, all right, I got that message. Right, now higher self, help me to understand. And that's really my favorite expression, help me to understand. And then I get led to the information and the research papers. And I actually did contact a number of experts who monitor the Schumann resonances. And I contacted the HeartMath Institute. I got a statement from the HeartMath Institute as well. And they're very well respected. Lots of very powerful research scientists who are also working with consciousness. And the resounding answer and the response was, no, the frequencies are not rising. And I'm going, okay, help me to understand what's going on. So I kind of do that investigation so that other people don't have to.
I love it. Well, thank you for doing that. Julie, I'd love to open up the queue for questions that are coming in through the website. Which would be fantastic because a lot of people want to talk to you. And then, guys, we're going to get into the process to help to integrate and accelerate this ninth wave within us in a way that only Julie can help us to amplify and bring peace to as well. So you want to stay tuned for that. And, of course, we've got to get into the special offer that you're bringing on. But let's take a couple of questions before we get into the special offer. And I think we should end with the process. So for the questions, let's go to live calls first. First live caller I want to take, let's go to Santa Monica, California, telephone number ending in 6525.
Hello. This is
Hi,
Arthur.
Welcome to the call.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you well. What's your name again?
Arati.
Arati, what is your
A-R-A-T-I.
What is your question for Arati?
Arati.
Beautiful.
Hello, Arati.
Hi. So I've listened to what you said about the Schumann resonance and so on. Of course, we've heard that before, and we do know that things are changing. I sort of wonder a little bit because for a couple of years now, I really have had trouble sleeping. Totally. I mean, really intense trouble sleeping. I wonder whether that is influenced by the Schumann resonance. What's your take on that?
Well, it's a possibility, if I can actually put it that way. It's very difficult to say yay or nay, because what has also been happening is that as we have been evolving, if you like, and going through these massive shifts with the energetic changes, is that our bodies, our biorhythms, everything is adjusting to be able to operate within the new energy environment more effectively. And as a consequence, a lot of the sleeping patterns, a lot of people have actually been experiencing disruptive sleeping patterns. And I don't know, it really depends because that also affects people different ways, because some people have a problem falling asleep. Others get woken up in the early hours of the morning and then, you know, sort of struggle to get back to sleep. So it really depends on what the issue is. But there are indications that, especially with the Schumann resonances, is that at nighttime, for instance, on the nighttime side of the planet, there's very little in the way of storms or man-made radiation, man-made energetic influences, if you like. So all of those other signals tend to quieten down the electrical grids and all the rest of it, tend to be quieter. So in the early hours of the morning is when we have a greater opportunity to be able to connect with those Schumann resonances. And it's known that they do support, there's been some research done on this, that it actually does support and facilitate the experience of psi activity. So a lot of people get woken up in the early hours of the morning because there's not any interference that's stopping them from hearing or connecting with their finer, higher frequencies of their higher selves, the spirit, whichever way you want to look at it, or connect with it. And that's when it's a great time to actually meditate, to receive your information, and to be able to connect with a higher aspect of yourself. So I don't know if that makes sense.
It sure does, yeah. Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. Is that one of the aspects that you've yeah, very good question. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and something I'd like to add to that, and it's a perspective and it's an invitation, because I know that there's a lot of things that are associated with sleep. But I think we also, it's important to understand that sometimes our lack, sometimes because we're not sleeping on what we would consider normal patterns, we become more just stressed about it and worry about it because we think that we should be at 8 or 7 or 10 hours or whatever it is. And it's really the resistance of how our body's adjusting and our mental judgment of it that causes a lot of the suffering around, quote unquote, the lack of sleep. And it's just our bodies acclimating in a different way. And so if we get in less into the judgment that if we don't get our 8 hours sleep, that we're not going to function a certain way, and get into the flow, because I think ninth gate, Julie, is about flow as well and about the acclimation that flow. And the less that we resist these natural tendencies that are happening energetically because of the old constructs, the more that we'll be able to flow in it and not suffer the adjustment so much.
I'm so glad you actually said that, because what a lot of people I think have been finding is that they tend to need a power nap at some stage in the afternoon.
Yes.
You know, and it's just like half an hour, or sometimes it might be longer, depending on what's happening energetically. And I know it's very, very difficult to do if you're out there doing a full-time job or whatever, but some people would also judge themselves for needing to go and lie down and go and sleep at, you know, sort of 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But that's right. Just part and parcel of that particular bodily adjustment. You're right. And I think we need to be aware of that, not judge it, and allow our bodies to, as part of our increased and enhanced communication with our physical being, allow our bodies to actually guide us in respect of what is needed at any particular moment in time. That could be foods, it could be sleeping patterns, whatever it is.
Right. So it's a great question. I'm glad it got brought up because, again, there's compassion, understanding, and a surrendering and allowing the process instead of, again, we're getting rid of old structures. And so we're being invited to do things in new ways, and we don't necessarily always have to understand why, but if our body's talking to us in a particular way, it might be a good idea to let go of control in certain aspects and go with the flow. I love that conversation. So let's continue. I'm guided to take another live caller, caller from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, telephone number ending in 3596. Fort Lauderdale,
hello.
Are you there?
Yes. My name is Mark.
Hi, welcome to the call.
Thank you. I actually live in Florida, which is the lightning capital of the world. How can I open up to this new resident?
Love it.
You know, it's the ninth. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's the ninth wave resonance. Now, we're going to do a process to actually align with it just by even being aware of it, that it is available to us is a brilliant start. I mean, I didn't realize that Florida was the lightning capital of the world, because I know we certainly have some spectacular lightning here in Africa, I can tell you. But the thing is about the lightning is that the lightning is really just what excites or activates the Schumann resonances. And to me, it's one of the analogies that I use, if I can just add this because it might help people to also understand it, is that it's kind of like having a guitar with a number of strings on it, and each guitar represents a different frequency, but that guitar doesn't resonate with anything or any music until the strings are actually strummed. And it's the same thing with the Schumann resonances, is that they only activate when there is lightning, and there's generally always lightning at some moment in time. But you'd probably find that because I think Florida is sort of pretty close to the South American chimney, if you like, as it's called, with a very intense field, it means that you have a natural environment which would support your ability to connect with these and to attune to these higher consciousness frequencies. So it's not the Schumann resonance itself, which is the higher frequency. It's part of the tuning process. They actually help us to attune to those surrounding higher frequencies, which are really supporting our evolution. So you're in a perfect place that is supporting you in being able to do that. So it'll be very interesting to see how you respond to the process that we're going to do shortly.
I look forward to it.
You set your intention, you know that it's there. Yes. So
awesome.
That's great. Thank you.
I love that. Yeah, thanks for calling in. So let me see here. Let me take, before we get into the, we're going to a special offer because the knowledge that you offer there is amazing. But I want to ask this question because this is great. You didn't write your name. I love calling. Anyway, the person who will go unnamed writes, might these energies also trigger old addictive patterns we thought were cleared in a manner of familiar coping mechanisms? And how do you recommend moving past these back into healthier habits?
Okay. It's an ongoing process. And I think this is what is happening, is that we deal with issues at a certain level of awareness or level of consciousness. As our consciousness expands, so as we expand and become bigger, the depths to which we go to in respect of unraveling patterns also extends, because we're really, that alchemical process that you were talking about earlier, John, really takes us right down to the core of our being. So we're unraveling yet more of those layers. So yes, these intense energies are actually triggering, as you say, those addictive patterns at another level. And it's just an ongoing alchemical process of understanding perhaps why it's being triggered again and again. It's really important to not judge yourself for it, because sometimes that addictive pattern may actually be coming through from one of the earlier waves. So it's being able to reset your resonance with the ninth wave, with the eighth and the ninth wave, to elevate yourself out of that particular energetic alignment. And it's really, really quite interesting, because you will find that the more you do that and the more you allow, it's almost as if some of that addictive impulse just falls away. So it's a dual process of acknowledgement, going down deep, doing the alchemy, and maintaining the alignment with the ninth wave. It's kind of like you're building a bridge between the old as you're uncovering and unpacking all of those layers, and the new, and as you embody more and more and more, it's going to trigger deeper and deeper and deeper layers in respect of the origin. So you may actually find, and if I could actually suggest, because the package offering is going to be, it's not focused on that particular aspect, but we're going to work at multiple layers in respect of clearing our attachments and our resonance with the old wave holograms with the frequencies of previous waves. It's going to take us really deep so that we can graduate and elevate ourselves out of those patterns, if you like, those addictive patterns. So I don't know if that sort of perhaps gives you a little bit of insight into why it's happening. And the how, part of the how is in the awareness and the maintaining of the alignment with the higher eighth and ninth waves. And then following also, you know, sort of following the physical practical steps in respect of one day at a time and overcoming whatever addictive pattern it is that you are recognizing, because it really is just an energetic attachment. And the more you weaken that attachment in respect of embodying more of the higher frequencies, the easier it will be to continue moving through it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And what I also find, Julie, for me is that as these disruptive patterns come back up, or these addictive patterns come up, there's a purging. And then from my experience, from what I have noticed, and God forbid I see my own blind spot sometimes, but as I clear these patterns, then we get to a point also where we start feeling the collective pattern, and we're sensitive to that until we have an opportunity to, and that's like almost bringing us back to us so that we can clear whatever dust had settled.
Yes.
As we help to clear the collective also. What's your interpretation of that?
Oh, John, I'm so glad you said that, because that is actually part and parcel of the work that we do when we strengthen our resonance with the ninth wave. So it's not just about personal healing. It actually does become about collective healing. And right. Not only that, is that as old souls, and these are old souls who've reincarnated and been in many, 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 many lifetimes and been around the block a few times as far as this planet is concerned, is that there are some very powerful resonances established into the collective fields through our evolution, through those earlier wave patterns, the earlier wave holograms, the evolutionary wave holograms. So there are still connections into, as you just said, into the collective field through those earlier waves. So we're seeking to transmute those within ourselves in order to be able to transmit the ninth wave frequencies into the collective. So there's absolutely an element of personal and collective healing that is taking place through this particular stage of our journey.
Yeah, and what I've done to practice, And I like to trust my intuition, and regardless, as long as I think I'm right, I'm okay. So there we go. Give yourself permission to be right and permission to be wrong, both. But what I find myself, if these energies come up and they seem like an addictive pattern, as this person referred to it, that I thought I had cleared, I always ask myself, is this mine if it comes up again? And if it's yes, then it's like, oh, and if it's not mine, it's like, oh, it must be collective. And it helps put perspective on where it's coming from as well, so that you don't always think that there's something wrong with you. Not that there ever is, guys, and we need to get past that judgment. We just came here to experience things, and we're experiencing them. So enjoy the journey and be in awe of what's happening with the energies.
Absolutely.
But really take your power back. Take your knowing back, which to me is power.
Yep.
And from that place, you can create a much more enjoyable journey through this. Now, Julie, there's a fantastic question that came from Jolene about EMF frequencies that I want to ask.
Yep.
But before I get to that question, before we get to the process, we got to get into the special offer you provide, because I want everybody to participate in this. You've got the graduate program for old souls and so much more. So, guys. Click on the special offer button that's on the webcast page. So guys, click on the special offer button, and you can also get to this page. There's three offers on here, which is fantastic. So you can also get to this page by going to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/Julie13, Julie and the number 13, and it'll take you to that same page. And Julie, if you were to lead us through what you've put together here, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Oh, actually, I'm so looking forward to actually doing this program. So those of you who've listened to the calls before will know that each time I've had the invitation to share with you on the Beyond the Ordinary show, is that I've actually run a completely new program. So this one is no exception, except that this is going to be done in a slightly different way. And this dropped in sort of while I was going through all of the information and understanding of the ninth wave energies and the ninth wave frequencies, and we're doing those connections. So it's called the Graduate Program for All Souls, and that would apply to almost everybody that's actually on the call today. And what's an old soul? You know, old souls they're the light workers, they're the grid workers, the embodiments of the ancient ones, the wisdom bearers, the oracles. You are literally, all of the old souls in embodiment are living bridges between the old and the old ways of being and the new. And the old souls have such a special role to play in the manifestation of humanity's destiny upon the planet, because that's what the ninth wave is about. It's not about fate, it's about manifestation of destiny, and it's not necessarily about personal destiny either. It's alignment with a divine destiny. And the old souls have actually sort of been doing this for eons and eons and working up to this point in time. And it's like this is the point of graduation from all of that old school stuff. This is the point where we step into really being able to live in a new energy. So that's really where the whole concept came from. So it's not just about activations and transmissions. This is a real program of co-creation with each one of you that would become part of the program. And it addresses and looks at some of the unique challenges that perhaps old souls experience that may be impacting on individuals' ability to fully step up and into the grand multidimensional aspects of self, which are the gifts of the ninth wave. So just listen for a moment to some of these statements and establish and just feel for whether it resonates within you. Because if you're a person who's ever been heard to say, and I've done this, beam me up, Scotty. Take me off this planet. Take me home. Stop the planet. I want to get off. This world is insane. Any sort of version of that, then this is the program that's actually going to address that. If you have struggled in any way with low self-worth, with low self-esteem, with being able to get to grips with and fully appreciate the value that you have, then this is what it's going to address. If you have a tendency towards depression or even just anxiety over the state of the world, then this program is going to address all of that by opening up different perspectives. If you find that the fake it till you make it attitude just doesn't work for you, this is also going to, this program is actually going to work with and support you through that. If you're still questioning your purpose or destiny, then this program for old souls is part of your graduation into understanding your role and your destiny as part and parcel of this collective evolution. If with your deeply empathic nature you feel the pain of Mother Earth and all of her life on your shoulders at times, then this is for you because it's going to support you in relieving you of some of those burdens. If you find that you often prefer to isolate yourself and you find that you often remove yourself perhaps from family, then this is also part and parcel. We're going to address these issues and aspects. Very many old souls, I must say as well, were born into very challenging circumstances and perhaps have had challenging upbringings and challenging lives in some way, shape or form. And that's because all of those have been some very, very intense learnings in order to get to the point of this graduation. If you feel perhaps uncomfortable with power, or you're not quite sure how to utilize your own power, how to recognize it. So you may feel uncomfortable with your own power. You also may feel uncomfortable around other people who are very strong and very definite in their power. Then this is going to support you in being able to step up and step into and recognize and work with your own power. So this is, it's very specifically, this program is very specifically orientated towards old souls, because these are very typical challenges and circumstances. In virtually, you know, you've lived through the rise and fall of civilizations. You've lived through traumas on this planet. You carry the memories of collective traumas of previous times of evolution. Many old souls are also almost afraid unconsciously of enlightenment, because in times past, that enlightenment meant that it was accompanied by some sort of cataclysmic event or destruction on the planet. So we're going to look at things like that. This is your graduation to be able to co-create and manifest heaven on earth. Now, the reason why this program is a little bit different, it's a number of adaptive approaches, is that what Spirit advised me to do was to not lay out all of the modules or all of the webcasts in defined chunks. So it's a very open process that asks you to trust, and that's very often another challenge of old souls as well, is that fully being in the trust and the knowing, so that you can follow that guidance and apply it in your everyday life in all ways. So this is asking you to trust that you will get everything that you need and more through the program. And a lot of the individuals who've done previous programs with me, I think, would be able to verify for you that you generally do get more than what you expect with the program and the work that we do. So kind of things that we're going to be covering. So here's there's some exciting stuff and some fun stuff. We're going to have fun with this too. It's not all serious stuff, but we're going to do a lot of healing. It's healing, regenerative. It's about helping to restore wholeness. It's about restoring your power, supporting you in elevating yourself through this graduation program into sort of a post-grad going out into the world in a very different way. So we're going to look at generating your own access codes to the Akashic records so that you can access your own stored library of lifetimes of wisdom, and you can draw down new skills. You don't need any intermediaries to be able to do that. The Akasha is a pool of information that you have access to, that you have contributed to over absolute eons. So we're going to do that. We're also going to bridge some of those earlier evolutionary waves with the birth of symbolism. So going back to the fifth wave is everything that you know and understand about symbolism, so that you can become a master of symbolism in your own life. Our entire unconscious mind communicates through the language of symbols and symbolism. And so often, I mean, I can't tell you how often I've actually had people come to me as well and say, you know, I've been seeing these symbols or these geometries, what do they mean? And my favorite response is, if you were given the symbol, same as I was given some of the light codes, which are part of the new energy, but if you're given the symbol, then it means that at some level you understand what that means. So we're going to work with some of the universal symbols, not perhaps the more well-known ones, some of the lesser-known universal symbols. We're going to connect you into that stream, and we're going to work with some of the new light encodings, and you're going to actually work to create your own master symbol to assist you in healing and bringing forth your personal wisdom. So I'm really excited about that. Also, understanding how you, as an old soul, differ from walk-ins and other embodiments of the divine on the planet at the moment, because each aspect has a unique role. And you will know if you're an old soul, because you feel it. You'll feel that resonance within your being. Sometimes you just feel this, like, I'm just so tired of this. I've done it over and over and over again and so many times. You know, how often do I actually have to do this? And that's an old soul thing. Understand, here's something for you to think about. Understand why faith is actually an outdated concept. How often do we use that word? And instead of faith, support us in moving into a place and space of direct knowing, so that we develop a more direct relationship with the divine as it actually becomes embodied through us. So it's going to take you from faith to knowing and trust. We're going to, here's another exciting thing as well. We're going to work with what are called the sacred white animals. And this is just, it's such a beautiful, beautiful gift that we've been given with the sacred white animals, because they are part and parcel of the evolution of the animal kingdom. And there's a long story around them, and I don't want to go into too much information around that at the moment, but they are the light, higher embodiment manifestations of the animal kingdom. So they are the higher frequency guides. Now, we may be used to working with totem animals in the physical sense. I think many of us have probably done that and recognized which totem animals are actually perfect for us at whichever stage of our life we're at. Well, now we're moving into a new frequency. We're looking at a different caliber, a different frequency of guides, and that's the sacred white animals. They actually represent genetic mutations within the animal kingdom as part and parcel of the changing electromagnetic environment. And we're going to go into that in a lot more detail, and I will have a very special guest in the program who is a guardian of the sacred white animals, and she's going to come in and share some of her wisdom with us too and take us through a guided process. So we're going to work with them as totems of the new consciousness and guides for this transitionary state that we're in, how to become and becoming a 24/7 conduit for the flow of love. What does love really mean? Helping us to understand love in a different way, perhaps redefining what we have understood love to be up until now. And then holding and transcending polarities and paradoxes. And that really looks at some of the common spiritual paradoxes and how we can actually hold those as being one and the other and not either or. So we move from this understanding through the previous waves of things being an either or polarity that we can swing from one to the other, and being able to hold both. And to do that means that we develop a very, very strong core. And then as old souls, what happens is you actually become, you are the way showers. You are the way showers for the new generations, for those that are beginning to awaken from their programming into those earlier evolutionary waves. And you understand, old souls, you understand those other evolutionary waves. You are the bridges, you are the guides, and you will become the leaders in different ways. So this is also, in essence, a bit of a leadership program that will support you in stepping into that role. And you have vital roles to play, sometimes old souls as well, because they get tired, they just want to back off from everything. You know, it's like, okay, I'm done, you know, instead of, I've had enough of being out there, you know, I kind of sit in my own little environment and isolate myself, and that's not what's needed. It's to really generate a new lease on life for those who have been through, as I say, thousands and thousands of years on the planet. So we're going to be bridging ancient wisdom with new encodings and new understanding and new frequencies, working with lots of different adaptive approaches, supporting you to become confident, masterful, purposeful, guiding, loving, trusting, wise, old souls on the planet. And it doesn't matter how old you are physically, that's got nothing to do with it. In terms of your linear earth years, this is to do with the age of your soul, and you will know. The old souls among you, those of you who are listening, and most of you listening to this call because you're aware, you will be old souls. So that's the overall broad brushstroke of the old souls graduation package. The details I know are going to be filled in as we go along. So I've started off with five programs which have actually been, or five dates, if you like, for the initial program. I don't know yet which one is going to come first. We will find that out as we actually go along, because I'm going to be in a state and place of total trust. And it may actually end up being six. So that's the fundamental program. So I hope that actually makes some sense for you. So it's very loosely structured because you guys are going to be part of the co-creation and what is needed as we actually go along, and we're going to be very, very flexible with the process. So that's part of it. And then as the special bonuses to this package, I've actually included the ninth wave ceremony that we did on the 24th of May. So it's very, very recent. It was an exceptionally powerful ceremony where we connected with the San people in South Africa, who is the most ancient surviving race on the planet, surviving culture on the planet. And it was just a phenomenal experience with a community. So I've included that as a very special bonus. And then the next bonus is another three-part series called Sacred Mirrors, and it's a real in-depth process and program that helps you to understand, and many of us actually understand that life is a mirror. We do know that. Sometimes we have difficulty identifying what it is that the mirror is actually showing us and what it means for us. So the Sacred Mirrors program, it's a three-part program with a workbook, with exercises, with an additional MP3. And that is a program sort of in and of itself, which complements and will complement everything that we do as part of the Old Souls Graduate Program. And helping you to identify and understand the mirrors of your life. Just, I'm just really excited about this particular package. So that's package one. That's the package A. And then package B is the Diamond Template Activation. So for those of you who are perhaps new to the diamond work, because everything that we do is going to be done through the framework of the diamond or the octahedral geometry. For those of you that are new, there are five very powerful initial activations and alignments to the diamond frequencies, to the diamond geometry. It helps to restructure your energetic matrix and begins influencing your cellular structures. And there's a lot of information in the package as well to support your understanding and context for what the diamond is, what it does, and what it brings. So that's package B, along with a number of very special bonuses as well as part of that package. So that's package A, package B, and then package C is the two together. So they complement each other.
Yeah, this is a phenomenal offer, guys. I'm excited about what you put together here, because everything that you're talking about just so resonates with my truth and what I've been feeling in my personal experience, and that you're bringing light to maybe some things that seemed a little outside of me, because again, of the newness, it's just so empowering. And then you bring in the new perspective, and then your amplification of the field in it with the processes where you take us into vibrational harmony and beyond with these exercises. It's fantastic. So, guys, this is phenomenal. Again, package A and package B individually are $111 each. The 30-day money-back guarantee on both, and there's a two-payment option on each one of them. And package C is $197, so you get both of those packages, an even bigger discount if you choose to participate in both of those. And that has a 30-day money-back guarantee as well, and the two payment options. So fantastic, fantastic offer. I can feel you guys are already participating in the class. It's like we're running time backwards because I can already feel the effects that are happening, and I'm just thrilled,
yeah,
thrilled about this offer. So, guys, take advantage of the special offer.
It was just so interesting for me. Yeah. And thanks, Dan. Yeah. I mean, for me as well, was just sort of this message, which is, don't leave it kind of unstructured. You know, sort of you capture the essence of it so that people will understand what it's going to cover and where the journey is going to go. But the details of the journey are going to be filled in as we go along. So it's kind of like we're going to paint the landscape as we go along.
Really,
so I'm just really excited.
Well, and I think that's really, I mean, your function in authenticity and integrity with the nine waves, because it's about that being present in the moment forward emerges, but because of your capabilities and your understanding and your experience and through your own personal journey, you're so qualified to bring in the energy necessary at that time that's really going to be great for the individual and the collective for the class. So again, I'm excited, and it makes sense that you structured it this way because again, it's in harmony with the ninth wave that we're experiencing. So awesome. Guys, take advantage of the special offer. Click on the special offer button on the webcast page. Choose whatever option is speaking to your heart. Mine's both. And the process, the checkout process is super simple, and start enjoying the downloads. And when the class starts, you'll get notifications of everything. So again, super excited. Super excited about this. Now, Julie, I've got to get back to this question that came in. From Jolene. So Jolene is asking, how significantly disruptive do you think EMF frequencies are to our receptivity, sleep, and in flow in general? She sleeps by listening to subphalangeal frequencies on the phone with headphones, and she has Wi-Fi in her room, and she wants to know how she can best offset that or how it may be even affecting her. And she heard that, you know, using Herkimer Diamond, Shungite, other things like that can help. By the way, I have Shungite in my house also, and I love playing with Herkimer Diamonds and all those things, and it's fantastic. So you're well
informed
there.
I've got essences, But what I would suggest, the one thing that I actually found, and it really did help, is when I took the TV out of the bedroom. I don't sleep with a phone anywhere near me. If I can, I leave it outside of the bedroom. Wi-Fi switch off, especially if it's in the bedroom. If you're a sort of a good 30 feet away from the Wi-Fi box, then it's perhaps not too bad. But those particular signals do actually create interference and have an adverse effect on our biology. And the one thing which is really quite interesting as well is for instance, sitting on the computer late at night, because the frequencies and the light from the computer are actually registered by the brain and the pineal gland as light. So that can disrupt your normal melatonin production and ability to achieve restful sleep. So it's also recommended that you don't sit in front, and that's been a tough one for me because, you know, sort of the computer is a bit like my right arm, that you don't sit in front of a computer for at least an hour before going to sleep. And most certainly do not have your phone anywhere near you if you're near your head if you're falling asleep, because that's very detrimental, no matter how much they've actually tried to shield and engineer the latest model phones to reduce the radiation, they still do have an impact on your ability to harmonize with the natural fields of the planet.
Yeah, I think that's such a great question. There's so much education that you bring to that conversation. So thank you. Julie, I think we should get into the process. Not that we're hanging up, but before we continue, I want to let you know, because I may leave you hanging in this energy that Julie's going to leave us in. So we'll send out the replay link a little bit later this evening. You can be on the watch for that so you can come back and listen to this call. There's so much information being shared. You can always access replays by going to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/replays. And I know we just went through the special offer, but I want to reiterate, this is an amazing offer. Jump on board, get on there with Julie. I can tell you this is so cohesive with my personal experience in this conversation. I think that's why I'm so lit up. It's so congruent, Julie, what you're sharing in my personal experience, and I've had some pretty amazing cosmic experiences lately. The truth is what sets all of us free. I mean, that's what equates to freedom. So as you resonate in truth, guys, the clarity, the you won't know what confusion is, the answers to anything that disrupts your field show up so much faster. Just with the thought of something, it can appear, and that's been my personal experience, and it's an invitation that if I can do it, I know you can too. So, and again, Julie's so aligned to teach this. So take Absolutely. Advantage of that special offer as well. And Julie, with that, please take it away.
Okay. Okay. So be comfortable, everybody. Just sit, place your feet flat on the floor. And just begin by taking long, slow, deep breaths in as you allow your body to relax, ease, surrender into this moment, this time, this space. Just follow your breath in, down through your lungs into your body, refreshing your red blood cells, sending energy into every part of your body, right down to your toes. And then you breathe out stress and tension. So it's like a wave as you breathe in and down, out and up, and release. And I'd like you to place your hands on your heart as we go through this brief alignment and process. Keep them over your heart area. As you now envisage or imagine your diamond field around you, and for those of you not familiar, it's two pyramids joined base to base, extending up to the Sol star above your head and the Earth star below your feet, centered and joined, aligned with the base of your spine. And as you imagine and intend for the structure and arrangement of this field, you're aware of your spine and your body lengthening. Expanding. And expand your breathing so that your diamond begins to breathe with you, gently pulsing in and out with your breath. You are safe, you are held. You are surrendered and you are aware. You are at peace. You are supported in a place of balance. Breathe into your core column that runs along your spine, all the way down to the Earth star below your feet. And as you focus on your feet, you become aware of a pulse from within the planet, the true heartbeat of Mother Earth. Feel that gentle rhythm emanating up, being absorbed through your feet, into your body, impulsing your heart and expanding your heart. And you become aware now of various waves of light and information flowing through you. Flowing into your diamond and through your body, part of the collective. And the first one is the remnant of the fifth wave of symbolism, of ritual, ceremony. And as this wave flows through you, the holograms and the information within it resonate within various DNA structures and patterns within your body, generating images, pictures, connections. You may experience this as the arising of symbolic information, pictures, signs, shapes, sounds, words within you. Take note of where in your body you feel the resonance of this wave. And then you move up to the sixth wave. And you're aware of this frequency, which is 20 times higher than the frequency of the fifth wave. And this still exists upon the planet, impacting your soul matrix and your body, your memories and your beliefs, and it flows through you. Be aware of any images, patterns that arise as you allow this wave to simply pass through. Where in your body do you feel it more intensely or acutely? This waveform brings with it structure and form, linearity and logic, learning. And masculine energy. And moving up from this at a frequency 20 times higher than the sixth wave is the seventh wave, still very much present, running through humanity, impacting and flowing through your field, your diamond, your body. And the seventh wave brought with it and brings with it aspects of materialism and economy, industrialization, rapid growth, technology. Where in your body do you feel and experience this wave, and what information relevant to you arises from within your being that is harmonized with this evolutionary impulse? And you rise in frequency again, 20 times greater frequency as you connect now with the eighth wave, one of the most recent evolutionary waves, to impact our development as spiritual human beings. This wave passes through. Where do you feel it in your body? This wave brings with it a resurgence of symbolism, a broader, more expansive understanding of spirituality, deep awakenings, connections with realms beyond the 3D world, reconnection with emotions and with the guidance of your divine innate feminine essence. Where do you feel it? What arises from within you as this wave flows through and out? You are a bridge for all of these waves. You are a bridge for the entire journey of humanity's evolution. You are the guiding light for humanity's destiny. And you take your attention now up to to the soul star above your head, to that golden ball of liquid light. And through the soul star, you emerge with your consciousness into the multidimensional realms beyond, from which emanates the ninth wave. A frequency 20 times higher than the eighth wave that carries the quality and information of enlightenment, multidimensional understanding, merging of spirituality and science in a beautiful harmonic balancing of the hemispheres of the brain. And as you breathe in, you now breathe in that wave, letting it flow across the surface of your brain, igniting neural pathways, connecting both hemispheres in an enlightened, unified way. Flowing down into your body, into your heart, for the ultimate essence of the ninth wave is that of love, of divine harmony, of guiding destiny in alignment with divine will and divine purpose. And your heart expands as you begin to embody the frequencies, the wisdom, and the innate knowing of the ninth wave. And as you breathe it in deeper into your body, take a look and notice how it impacts on all of the other evolutionary waves that flow through you, and how that flow of the ninth wave impacts your surroundings and environment. Just take a look as you breathe it down and embody the frequencies. Your heart expands. And the information and imagery in the previous waves begins to change, adjust, transform, transmute. And as this happens, you look around and you see that your diamond is connected through the universe and through the universal diamond grid, way, way deep into the heart of the universe, right to the very source of the cosmic tree and the origin of all the waves. And as your awareness expands out through the grids, you see the divine perfection and the ultimate growth and opportunities and the destiny now being gifted through the ninth wave. And there are little lights that spring up within the universal grid that appear to be drawn towards you like a magnet. And they sparkle like the lights on a Christmas tree as they're drawn further, closer towards you through the universal grids. Until those lights surround you and begin to take on form and shape. And as you look around, some may be orbs of light, some may be beings of light. This is your multidimensional support team, all embodying aspects of the ninth wave. And they surround you in absolute celebration of your journey to this point. Not just in this lifetime, but your journey upon this planet. And there is a great deal of joy and upliftment and honoring of your path, your unique role, that which has been played and that which is still to come. And you notice now streams of light emanating from these multidimensional sourced beings beginning to infiltrate your diamond. And as they do, and they begin to touch and infuse your physical body, you are struck instantly with a knowingness that these are multidimensional aspects of you. Your higher dimensional team has always been there, for it is you. All of these amazing, wondrous, perceived higher beings and masters, transmitters of divine light, they are you. Let that knowingness touch and infiltrate and infuse your heart. And know that your team is always with you. You are never alone. And you are loved beyond measure. Just spend a few moments breathing in that energy as it reinforces the ninth wave and the enlightenment being embodied within you. And as always, with the diamond, there is no need to let anything go or release. For the diamond is you. Your integrated octahedral field is the cohesive expression of the totality of your soul as a unique spark of the divine. Take a deep breath in. As you prepare to return to waking consciousness, to this place and space, with a lightness in your heart and a lightness in your body. A gift that you have to offer the rest of humanity as you prepare for your graduation. Deep breath in. And breathe out as your body smiles. Every cell, every organ. And the smile is released on your breath. Breathe in once more. And breathe out. And rest in the joy of the magnificence of your wise old soul, bathed in the ninth wave. Okay, are you back?
Absolutely back. Ah, that was beautiful. Guys, I'm going to leave you with that, Julie.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Thank you
Wonderful.
So much.
You're welcome.
What a
Thank
gift
you.
To have you on, and what a beautiful gift you have left us with. Everyone's special offer, the replay link will be sent out. You guys are amazing. And you, my love, a huge hug, and I look forward to seeing you in the next call. Have a great day.
Thank you, John, and thank you to everybody on the call. With much love and blessings. Have a fantastic day. Bye.